belief that you are not safe and secure, one will often attempt to acquire things outside of themselves, aka resources, aka money, in order to help them feel safe and secure.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in wealth consciousness, in creative genius, and in visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage, and you know, I help change makers and leaders to, you guessed it, embody their wealth. So today is a solo episode. This is where you and I, just you and I, it's just you and me, we get down and dirty. Or, you know, we talk. Something like that. Today I wanted to talk about our nervous system and wealth. It's not spoken about enough, truly. And this is really a very important part of the new era of wealth embodiment. And that is the truth that moving forward, we will need to have regulated nervous systems to create wealth, to hold wealth, and to maintain wealth, to distribute wealth. All of that will be most profound, if even applicable at all, with a regulated nervous system. So right now in our society, you know, a large quantity of humans are running around with dysregulated nervous systems. We are oftentimes in fight or flight. The sympathetic nervous system, or we are in dorsal vagal, which is much more of a kind of numb and shut down state. And optimally, I think you get my gif. We want to be able to shift in and out of all states with a large quantity of our experience being in parasympathetic, which is rest and digest. Okay. So more time being in a rested state where we are digesting our food, we are digesting the information, we are digesting and processing emotion and energy through our body, as well as we are resting, we are regenerating our cells. Okay. We are resting our bodies. This is all very important for really just honestly living healthy, really, you know, to be able to live a healthy life. You have to be able to be in a more regulated state, a parasympathetic state, and able to shift in and out of the other states with ease. And that is called vagal tone. But more importantly, we're here to talk about wealth, right? So what does wealth and the nervous system have anything to do with each other? And that is that when we are in parasympathetic nervous system and we are spending most of our time there, we are truly believing that we are safe and secure. Okay. That is the belief that our body is literally experiencing, and thus why we are able to go into parasympathetic rest and digest. If you do not feel that you are safe and secure, if you do not believe that you are safe and secure, you will tend to be primarily in sympathetic, in the fight or flight, or in the dorsal vagal. And this is actually a large quantity of humans. Now, that's not to say humans are fearing that somebody's going to jump out and attack them. Not that kind of safety. It is more of an internal safety. And still very biologically real, because it is biologically affecting you. So it's not simply mindset. It's not, you know, something vague and obtuse. It's a biological experience of safety. From a place of belief that you are not safe and secure, one will often attempt to acquire things outside of themselves, aka resources, aka money, in order to help them feel safe and secure. So people will continue to vivaciously acquire more money, and yet that will never actually help you to feel safe and secure, because it's an inner job. The job is inside. Nothing outside of you will ever truly give you a sustainable, extended experience of safety and security. They may be momentary. There might be moments of experiencing safety and security, but it will dissolve. It will go away. It will poof into the fresh air, and you will once again be left with a feeling of unsafety and insecurity. Whereas somebody who has a healthy vagus nerve and a healthy nervous system and is embodied, is available to be fully present in the moment, you know, is able to feel their emotions, have emotional intelligence, they will feel and experience and believe that they are safe and secure. Again, biologically so, not just with the conscious mind, with the subconscious mind, okay? Therefore, you know, the subconscious mind is also running the systems of the body, right? So again, it's not just the belief that, okay, nobody's jumping out to attack me right now. It's a subconscious belief that I am truly safe and secure, and therefore, I don't need anything outside of me to make me feel safe. Now, what happens with somebody in this state is that that sense, right, of safety, security is always with you. It's always with you. And it doesn't matter how much or how little money you have. Now, for some people, that might sound ludicrous, right? Like, I would imagine if I walked down the street and I interviewed a variety of people and ask them, is it possible to feel safe and secure in life when you have no money? Most people would say no, right? But it's absolutely possible. And I've personally experienced it. I personally experienced where all of my money was stolen and my business collapsed. And I was guided and informed and taught how to release the trauma out of my nervous system, release the limiting beliefs around lack and money being a source of security, and actually experience safety and security in my body in deep relaxation. And from that place, I recreated wealth. So the beauty of this is several fold. For one, you are not affected by external circumstances. You know, when we have these economic fluctuations, is it not ironic that there are some people who it affects very strongly and directly, and there are some people who it's as if we're not having any economic issues, right? That's because it's not about the economy. It's not about the stock market. None of that is the reason for your wealth. None of that is the reason for whether or not you're able to create, to hold, and to maintain wealth. All of that is fundamentally within you. So, for one, you become less volatile within yourself. And just think about that for a moment. Think about volatility. You know, if we have a volatile life, It's very much up and down roller coasters, right? A lot of drama. Sometimes it's going really, really well, and other times it's going really, really badly. That's volatility. Now, if we understand what I'm speaking to, where we fundamentally believe deeply in our subconscious mind that we are safe and secure, and we have healed our nervous system, now the volatility is in the external world, but it's not in our internal world. And ironically enough, by the magic of the truth that we are creating our reality through our belief structures, our individual reality will not be volatile. You can also relate this to why some people, they come in and they're just like, oh my God, I had this day and there was all this traffic and there were all these angry people on the road and da, 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 da. And other people are like, I didn't experience any of that. Right? Because we are all ultimately, fundamentally, the center of our own reality. And whether you believe that or not, if you just listen to other people's stories, you can definitely say that everybody has their own life. Can we not say that? Everybody has their own life. And through their life, they experience things differently. So you become less volatile, which means that your ability to create wealth becomes more sustainable and consistent. Not to say that there isn't some level of up and down, ebb and flow, because there's always cycles to energy, there's cycles to life, but we're not talking radical, dramatic cycles. And we're not talking cycles that, bring you into poverty and then, launch you into riches or anything like that. It is an ebb and flow that still maintains harmony, homeostasis within your body, mind, spirit. So your life is less volatile, and ultimately, you, from this very grounded, centered place, your inner knowing is able to be heard, which is a very important part because we are highly, highly conscious beings, and we are privy to a great amount of information, a great amount of information. And, if you don't believe in psychics, if you don't believe in energy, there are people that work for NASA that can do all kinds of incredible things. Like there is a woman who NASA had working for them who could remote view, meaning she could see other places where her body and her physical eyes were not. And she read off the serial number of one of the satellites to show NASA her capabilities. And they immediately hired her. So, the government, NASA, the military, they're using highly skilled individuals as superhuman. It's very, very true. And we all have these capabilities. That's the beautiful thing about it. We all have these capabilities. And, just even the inner knowing, right? The gut instinct, your intuition, whatever you want to call it, the more you're grounded and your nervous system is regulated, the more you will hear those messages. And the beauty of those messages is they are not rooted in this time space moment. You can actually receive guidance that will steer you out of the way of quote unquote harm, will bring you into alignment with where the wealth is currently in the society, in the economy, whether, it is a known piece of information or not. So lack of volatility, right? Inner knowing and really access to higher consciousness and higher intelligence. And from also this grounded place, you make decisions much clearer. So you're not reacting to your environment, to, the economy, to what the news spits out on television one night. There's no reaction. to any of it, right? You have the ability to make very grounded and aligned decisions. So these are just some of the examples of the power of really regulating your nervous system for creating, holding, and maintaining wealth. The last one I want to say is that wealth is a vibration, and it's a very powerful vibration. It's the energy of creative life force. Okay. And creative life force is what creates everything. And the more wealth that you desire to hold, the more creative life force energy that is. And it literally requires your body to be able to hold that energetic level. It's like the voltage or the wattage of electricity. And you have to learn to work your body up in order to hold the next level of wealth. This is why people who win the lottery just blow through the money and go into bankruptcy, not because they're irresponsible, though that might be an aspect to it, but because vibrationally, with the conversation of energy, okay, the creative life force energy, the amount of creative life force energy that comes with winning the lottery, they cannot physically hold that energy in their body. They cannot physically hold it in their nervous system. So they move it out of their space very quickly. Okay. This is another example, very tangible example I could bring in is, you know, there's some people who have the capacity, it seems like they can just take on so much stress, so much pressure, and maintain that demeanor, right? Maintain that groundedness. That's the same thing, because it's a lot of energy and information that they're having to hold onto while they are coming up with solutions, while they are moving through the challenges, okay? So that's another way that you can see how some people can hold more energy, more pressure, more demands, more challenges than others. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing. This person who can hold all of that is also going to have the capacity to hold more wealth than the person who crumbles under a tiniest bit of pressure or stress or challenge, or just, you know, either becomes very, very anxious in that capacity or shuts down, right? Because those are going to be the other two states of the nervous system, right? The sympathetic nervous system, where you're anxious and maybe you're moving through the challenge or moving through the pressure and the stress, but you're very, very anxious while you're doing it, or, you know, you shut down or go some level of numb. Both of those are examples of a person who can't actually embody large quantities of wealth yet, because it's possible to shift all of this no matter where you are on the spectrum. But I just wanted to give very tangible examples for you to understand what I'm speaking to when I speak about the creative life force energy, okay? And the more that you regulate your nervous system, it really is. I mean, if you look at it, if you look at a picture of the nervous system, it looks like wiring. It functions like wiring. It functions like a telephone wire, electrical wire that is transmitting messages, right, between the brain and the organs and back to the brain again. And that wiring system really is very much like an electrical system. And as we increase the creative life force energy in our bodies, as we increase our energy, that nervous system has to be able to match it, right? Just as, again, as if you were to increase the voltage running through the electrical system in a house, it has to be able to hold that electricity. And you can work your nervous system up through breathing techniques, through meditation, and through relaxation, as well as somatic exercises, to be able to hold more energy in your body, aka wealth, as well as to increase your vagal tone and regulate your nervous system so that you're spending the majority of your time in the parasympathetic nervous system. So it is a huge benefit to be able to work with your nervous system to increase your wealth. And, you know, one more thing I'll just quickly say is that you just simply don't get triggered, right? So when you hear things about the economy, if a bill comes, you know, in the mail, whatever it is, you don't get triggered, or you are very, the trigger is very little, and you know how to work with your nervous system to move through it. Okay. So again, because you're not triggered and because you're feeling safe and secure, you can really face anything that comes your way. Now, isn't that something that we all want? So if you are a person who finds yourself anxious a lot, finds yourself kind of numb to the world, I would say that one's a little bit harder. You know, I never felt anxiety through my life, and I didn't necessarily understand anxiety. However, I was shut down. And it wasn't until I had a spontaneous awakening, spiritual awakening, that I realized I was shut down, because I couldn't tell that I was shut down. So that one's probably a little bit harder to really connect to. What does it mean to feel shut down? And what I would say is you don't feel a lot. You know, you don't feel a lot of pain, but you also don't feel a lot of joy, a lot of aliveness. You're not lit with passion and arousal in life. You don't feel a lot of emotions, or if you feel emotions, they're kind of distant. And, you know, what are they anyways? You're not even connected to them. Okay. You don't feel a lot of gratitude and empathy and compassion for other humans. These are examples of shutdown, okay, and numbness. But there's a lot of different examples. I'm just giving some examples. Those are not all the examples. But either one of those, either lots of states of anxiety or kind of this numbness shutdown, you know, this means that you are only capable of holding so much wealth. And in order for you to embody more wealth, you're going to have to work on your nervous system. So I hope this conversation has helped you. It's definitely something that I can personally help you with, is really shifting the subconscious beliefs around why you don't feel safe and secure. There's usually, you know, trauma, even subtle trauma from our childhood, things that we were experiencing as children in those first 7 years. As well as there can be ancestral energies there as well, and lineage work, as well as karma. So there's a lot that can be programmed into our body before we're even born. And this is very proven scientifically. And I can help you deprogram all of that and shift your energy so that you can experience what we're talking about here and continue to up-level your wealth. So if that's something you're interested in, you can definitely reach out to me, info@alarasage.com. And, you know, here on Wealth Embodied, we have our solo episodes every Tuesday. And then every Thursday, we have our guest episodes. So we'll be looking forward to seeing you on Thursday for our next guest episode. And don't forget that we have a Facebook group if you're into Facebook. You know, so many of us aren't. But it's called Wealth Embodied. Very easy to find. We would love to have you there. Love to see you there. And otherwise, until next time, I love you all so very much.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.